Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Off the ball, rugby.
Really concerned about where the shape was going and where the club was going. Think you'll always have concerns. This player's not going to come out of Leinster in the next few years and say it was all amazing.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The news round on Off the Ball.
With UPMC Sports Surgery Clinic. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action.
This is News Talk.
A very good evening to you. You're welcome along to Thursday night's Off the Ball. It's Owen here with you until 10 tonight. Coming up, we're going to kick things off at 7:30 with the first of our Movember series of conversations this year. Kenneth Egan is going to sit down with me in a sauna and he's going to chat about battling alcohol addiction and overcoming that and how he deals on a day-to-day basis now with his mental health. Kevin Hanley then is part of our Settle In series coming up after 8 o'clock. He's going to join me in studio to chat about how the GAA has been a force for inclusion for people with autism. So it's a really, really interesting chat. We're also going to play some John Myler talking to the lads this morning, and you had to be there before 9 o'clock. And then between 9 and 10, the football show with Vinnie Perth in studio, looking ahead to the Portugal and Armenia games over the course of this weekend. Our number is 0879 180 180. If you want to get us on WhatsApp, Cameron Hill is here. Hello, Cameron.
Good evening, Owen.
And Vinnie Perth is here for the news round as well. Vinnie, yeah. How are you doing?
I'm just a bit disappointed we're not in a sauna for the news round tonight. Yeah. I thought that was a thing.
Give it a minute, Vinnie. He took pretty quickly.
It is unbelievably warm in here, so it is the next step down from a sauna. So Kenneth Egan, when I went to meet him there the week before last, I was absolutely delighted to find out that he had just spent the previous 10 days in Greece tanning up his body, so my translucent body is available to see on YouTube now, chatting to a bronzed Adonis, Kenneth Egan.
Does 10 days in Greece make you go any different colour anyway?
My freckles join together and I get a lovely tan. Yes, yes, indeed.
Are you a fan of saunas?
I love a sauna.
Okay.
I love a sauna, I must say. I'm not a fan of sea swimming, I must say. You feel great after it, feel horrible doing it, and I don't like doing things that you feel horrible doing.
Okay.
But I love a sauna. I do a cold plunge happily because like it's just easier, it's cleaner, it's quicker, and the sauna's right there. Yeah. But the whole sort of hopping into the sea, kind of trying to navigate the rocks as you try and get back on and cross the road and back into the sauna, I'm not a fan of that. Of course, I mean, I've had harder days at work than hopping into the sea and hopping into a sauna. But if I could just do a sauna, I would stick to just the sauna.
Plus, if you do sea swimming, you have to tell the world you don't sea swim.
Exactly. That is exactly it. That is why we're starting the show with that tonight. Is I went sea swimming and I braved the elements.
Yeah.
Are you sauna guys?
Yeah, I love sauna.
Yeah,
I've never tried them.
Sauna. Choice
sauna. Yeah. Or either works here, Vinny.
Oh, there is a big difference.
Oh, here we go. We've got an aficionado in.
Yeah, no, I used to not be able to handle that dry heat on my chest, and don't know what it is as you get older or whatever it is now. I wouldn't go near the steam room.
You've
steam
breezed room past the easier. Is there a difference question in
there
a
is
very
a difference.
Succinct
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
Well, what's the big difference?
Well,
one's a dry heat, one's a wet heat.
Okay, yeah. Right.
I believe
and,
it.
And one is meant to be clinically better for you, as in the sauna.
Okay.
It's better than you for you than a steam room?
Yes.
I've never tried either.
Have you? No.
No.
No way.
No, but I would be a sea swimming boy. I think it's the greatest hangover cure in the world, first off. It really gets you back into life. And it's great for anxiety. It really adjusts you to sudden shocks.
Yeah.
In a big way.
All the troubles that you have in your life suddenly feel minuscule when you're at the mercy
I could freeze.
Of the ocean. Yeah, you could freeze. Is this like speaking from a former high performance coach mindset here, Vinny? Your suspicion of steam rooms?
No, it's not. No, far from it. Just maybe YouTube or something came up somewhere and maybe they're wrong, but that's me feeling.
Yeah. And so would you like hop down to like your local sauna now and just, you know, take the top off, have a chat with whoever's in there, go about your day?
I'm actually completely the opposite. I go in and the last time I was in the sauna, last night before last, my earphones were dead, but I put them in my ears anyway, so no one would speak to me.
Right.
Just stop sharing.
You're a solitary sauna boy.
Yeah, yeah. Just because you've got to get in that zone. So if you say to yourself, I'm going to be in here for 20 minutes, and then it's easier when someone talks to you, maybe, but like you have to focus so hard on getting through that 20 minutes that you just don't want any distractions. You just pick a spot in the wall, stare at it, and talk to nobody.
So are you talking about a sauna or a steam room here?
Sauna.
Sauna. It's not that bad, is it?
No, but it's like, it comes to a point where you're like, right. Especially when you know those lads that throw water onto the thing and make it even hotter. Mm. And you have to come down off the top shelf slightly, just gradually.
So let me get this straight. You will go to a public sauna and you'll put on your headphones and then other people will come in and do you acknowledge them? Do you have a conversation with them?
So the one I use, my gym is just all men. So there's a little bit of... how are you? How's it going? No, right. Now, they are clothed. It's not one of them ones, but right. At the same time, it's a little, hey, how's it going? Head down.
Okay.
That's as far as I like to go. There's one fella had a good discussion with me, even though I had the headphones on. I heard you're off the ball.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, all right.
Turn it off.
Yeah. And we had a good discussion about different bits and pieces. Yeah.
Well, that's good. Hey, how are you? That's good for the head. Like, I mean, that's generally as far as a lot of men's conversations
get. I can't be the only one that has, like, I enjoy it, but it is a struggle to a point. Like, it's not the most comfortable thing in the world in a really hot sauna.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. I mean, maybe we'll have a little bit more than a hey, how are you from Kenneth Egan later on.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
I think there'd be a great series in that, and just like saying, like, we've got an interview in a sauna, and literally that's the only thing said, and you just sit there in silence with your headphones on for 20 minutes.
Explain to me, I seen a clip somewhere. Why did the cameras not all steam up? You didn't have it that hot then?
Like, do we want to pull back the curtain here? Are you looking for production insights here?
Yeah, like...
I will trust you, listener, not to spread the word here. So basically, how we do this is that there's a sauna that's on, and then there's a sauna that's off.
Oh, yeah.
So we go, we get hot and sweaty, and then we quickly hop into the other one, record a bit of a chat, and then when the jaw starts going, when the teeth start chattering, we hop back into the hot sauna, warm up, and then get back in.
I believe you.
Just to maintain the equipment. Sorry to pull back the curtain. Sorry to Connor and Jess, who worked on the video with me, who will be absolutely disgusted that I managed to give away all their trade secrets. The Kenneth Egan chat's really, really good. Like, it's a story that he's been brave enough to share down through the years, and I guess the point of this conversation is just around maintenance in terms of trying to maintain his own mental health. Obviously struggled very, very badly with alcohol addiction between the years of 2008 and 2010. The idea of being an Olympic silver medalist is something that he struggled with, and I mean, just turned into a man who just became a big alcoholic for a number of years. And I think he'd be the first person to say that he was extremely thankful to his mother and the role that she played in terms of getting him back on the straight and narrow, because it was a horrible 2 years for him. But the happy part of the story is that it was only 2 years. So that is the Kenneth Egan story coming your way after half seven.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-20. 25 and 1526 terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
That's fascinating. I read a stat before, just to put a bow on that, that silver medalists of the three on the podium are often the most unhappy of the three. Bronze medalists are happy to be there, and obviously gold, but silver, there's a kind of case of what might have been. So I'm really looking forward to listening to that.
Yeah, I think...
Do you know what is that the standing out in my mind there, and it's just had to come into me, is that I'm a big believer sport is a huge fix of social issues. And you think it just, ironically tonight, Kevin Hanley, like, I presume the GAA, I haven't heard it, and I really look forward to autism is a huge part of my life. But what's interesting about it is that's a real help in his life. So I think sport can help so much in life. I think the biggest thing the government is guilty of is, especially in socially deprived areas, like, build them sports facilities, just instead of wasting money on rehabilitating people, get them in, build it, whether it's running tracks, whether it's astro pitches, all of that stuff. I drove past an area of Talladega for the last couple of weeks, and the amount of kids in a local park training between, it's soccer club, there's a guy club not too far from it, I won't mention it because in case people take the wrong way, but the light is about to go on them. Yeah. Hundreds of kids in a park training. And the light's about to go on them. So what did he do? Did he go and then hang around streets? So did he go and... I'm not saying these kids will end up doing bad things. But, like, build them AstroTurf pitches. $250,000. How much does it cost to put a guy in wherever? And anyway, that's just a small rant. But what's interesting about the Kenny Egan story is, I think sport has fixed so many people's lives. Mm-hmm. But ironically, Kenny... fixed when he came out of sport.
Yeah.
It's interesting that it actually went the other way, where the Kevin Hanley sport is helping his life, I think. And
completely.
Yeah. Where Kenny waited till, I don't know, wait is the wrong word, but it was after sport.
Yeah, exactly.
Kenny got his act together, for want of a better word.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. And like when you say, it's definitely true, the silver medal situation is an awkward one for a lot of people. I think for Kenneth Egan, it was a moment of joy. And I was like, I am an absolute superstar coming home with my silver medal. I think it was definitely a positive experience for him in that moment, which obviously led to, you know, just kind of like blazing a trail of destruction.
And
over
it
the
opened up
years.
A party season for him. Is that ultimately part of the problem, do you think? Yeah.
Yeah. It just opened so many doors for him. And he'd go off and have a pretty incredible time over those couple of years, which obviously became less than incredible as time went by. But on the Kevin Hanley piece, which we'll bring you after 8 o'clock, it's so true what you say in terms of what the GEA has done and what it's done in terms of opening doors for him. Like, he'll tell the story later on about Liam Kearns bringing him in as a kit man into the Tipperary football team, and just his sense of confidence and a sense of place, like coming from an area in his own life where maybe he wouldn't have been looked after too well in school, for example, in terms of fellow kids as a child with autism. He actually found his place in an intercounty GA setting. So that's a remarkable element of his story. And look, he talks about how speech and language therapy was so important for him growing up, and it just underlines how important those services are in this country. And it's a constant discussion that's being had about the lack of those services and how underfunded they are. So the Kevin Hanley conversation will definitely remind people of how important those services are to everybody in this country.
It's interesting, Owen, just on Vinny's points and what you've touched on there. One of the things that I asked Charlie McConnellogue about at the briefing after the budget on Tuesday was around this. So in the programme for government, there's a commitment to a nationwide audit of the sports facilities in areas around the country that are, quote, underserved. So especially places with less than 1,500 inhabitants. Now, I asked Charlie McConnellogue when that's going to take place, and he didn't really give a concrete answer. But when we compare what's happened with people on the doorstep in the general election last year, bringing up Irish football, what are you going to do about Irish football to would-be candidates, and the effect of that being the 3 million this week to LOI academies, like, there could be a similar change if people start asking, what are you going to do for the sports facilities in my locality? Because clearly we need them, and clearly there needs to be a huge investment to bring those back up to snuff, so the kids have something to do and are kept off the streets and kept out of unsavoury elements of society. So that's probably the next fight.
So I'm a father of an autistic child and who has no interest in sport. And small funny story, I remember coming home, we were out one day, and Evan Ferguson sitting at the kitchen table, and Killian walked in. Hadn't seen him for a long time. Hey, Evan, just kept walking. And I'm going, since the last time you've seen him, he scored 3 goals against this, he's done that. And it's like, no interest.
Yeah.
Loves Evan, loves him because he can play Fortnite,
yeah,
and be quite good at it. All of the other stuff doesn't give a rat's what Evan does. But it's funny, like, we've gone down this line tonight, but when you think of Kevin Hanley, when you think of what sport can do, like, it should almost be compulsory. And my child would never play sport. I'm okay with that. He has different wants. But it's all, like, to put it in simple terms for people listening is, do you remember, like, if you played GA under 16 or soccer under 16, and the lad you played with, it might be 6 years later, and you might bump into him in a pub or a nightclub, and instead of that becoming, what you pushing me for, becomes, oh, hell yeah.
Mm.
It's all them little, so how to deal with people, them social, how to, you know, learn with different bits and pieces that I just wish the government and maybe us as people put them more in front of them to go, you want to fix social stuff. It's such an easy spend, and the money we waste on trying to reorganize society, that you take an iron from Tala, very simple put, there's 30 acres of land with half of a pitch here and half a swim pool there, and just build a big sort of almost dome around it, wrap your arms around it and say simple things like, there's a big car park, and in that car park is the local community guard has a station there. And on the outside perimeter of it, there's a walk, maybe outside the 30 kilometres. In there, you have an AstroTurf Gaelic pitch, soccer pitch, a big hall that covers the boxing club, the Irish dancing club, the swimming club, the badminton club, and something for almost everybody. And not every kid, like my own, is into sport, but vast majority of them are. And the parent drops the kid into, so two kids, one might go Irish dancing, one might go boxing. She goes for a walk around. The local guard does, how are you, Jimmy, as he walks in? How are you, Mick? How are you, Michael? Gets to know them. So when them kids are acting the maggot, then 5 years later, the local guard's able to go, hey, yeah. Building a community, using sport, fixing social issues. It sounds so simplistic, because you know why? Bloody is. Mm. Takes a few quid at the start.
Yeah.
And then you're not repairing bus shelters. You're not going, oh, they wrecked that because they've nothing to do.
And that is the absolute essence of why sport is such a positive thing. And it's been commented upon certainly this week, given budget week. Why are we as a country investing so much into big ticket ideas such as the NFL in the country or the Ryder Cup next year in Adair? Look, I mean, my personal opinion is that we should be doing both. I think the big ticket ideas are great, but if it is a finite pot, which it is, you can understand.
Well, we're predominantly League of Ireland people as well, aren't we, Cameron? We're allowed to say that.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
Do I count as a League of Ireland person?
Yeah, 100%.
Have like, I made the cut?
Your great show on evenings. But I think the mistake some sports make is they say, why do you spend on that on them and not us? Like, you know, the way I think there's a fine line with that. But like, you look at, is a 9 million being spent building infrastructure around the Adair Manor over the next while? Okay.
Yeah. I also hear that point, and also as somebody who drives that road a lot, the bypass will make a big difference.
It
is going to be genuinely good.
I went
good
to Killarney recently, yeah. And the biggest argument we had on the way down with a guy I was working with was, I was going, we should have just went the Cork Road. Which is the best way to get to Killarney?
The Cork Road is now the best way to go to Cairn. But it'll go back to being...
He's actually listening, I'm for sure.
Yeah, I mean, Vinny's friend, don't make that mistake next time. Fun fact, Ronan has been in touch to say, hi lads, just FYI, adding water doesn't actually raise the temperature in a sauna. It increases steam and humidity, which just makes it feel hotter.
Oh, the placebo effect. Interesting.
Yeah. I don't believe Ronan. That's like the guy who says, wet and AstroTurf pitches, which all the manufacturers would tell you, it doesn't make the ball go any quicker. But when you play it, it does. When you sit in the sauna and that fella goes, yeah, sprinkles a load of water on it, makes it hotter.
It's like white boots. You run faster when you wear them. The news round is with UPMC Sports Surgery Clinic. When things don't move, rotate, or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Voidware prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Where do you want to start, Cameron?
Well, John Small, Owen, has described playing for Dublin as the greatest privilege of his life after retiring from intercounty football today. So just a CV for those unaware, 32-year-old, got 6 Sam Maguires in a row between 2015 and 2020, with one in 2023 to boot. Also helped the side to 10 Leinster titles, 4 Allianz Leagues, and earn an All-Star also in 2020 during an 11-season intercounty career. Small didn't turn out for the Dubs this past term, fueling speculation as early as March that he would be stepping away. Kieran Kilkenny came on the show around that time and paid tribute to the defender.
John's one of the best in the game. Like, he's arguably the best man marker that I've seen. He has phenomenal skill set. He had incredible foot skills, and he was an incredible leader, and he had incredible toughness and hardness to him as well then. So we'll miss John. But we still have his incredible brother, Paddy, there, who will fly the flag for the Smalls. And yeah, we've another opportunity for someone else to step up. Definitely is an opportunity. It's an opportunity for other players to step up as leaders, as emerging leaders within the group. It's an opportunity for younger players to go and come out on themselves. These lads are chomping at the bit to get into the team. You know, that little bit of youth brings that little bit of development, it brings that little bit of energy, that little bit of a buzz, that little bit of excitement. So the guys have really put their hands up for positions and put their hand up to play. So that creates great competition. And then those other guys that are early to mid-20s to late-20s are stepping up then again themselves as leaders. And it's really their team now and their group now. And it's up to them to, you know, really, you know, drive the culture within the group and drive the standards. So that's the exciting piece.
QPR defender Jimmy Dunn has been called up to the Republic of Ireland squad for the World Cup qualifiers against Portugal and Armenia. Centre-back Liam Scales is unavailable this weekend due to a family bereavement. The squad are travelling to Lisbon this evening ahead of Saturday's game.
Yeah, we'll do a big deep dive with Vinny after 9 o'clock. Just on the Jimmy Dunn news, obviously good opportunity for him if he gets any minutes. He might appear against Armenia. I guess it depends if it's... like off the bench is what I mean, obviously, but yeah, it'll be injury depending.
I think it is difficult for the manager in terms of you can only name a certain squad, but it feels like there's a couple of lads coming in and out and you wonder how they feel about it. Ultimately, Jimmy Dunn's at an early stage of his career and playing for Ireland would mean everything, don't get me wrong.
He's one of the captains that we were talking about in the last window.
Yeah, so... oh, yeah. He was dropped out of the squad.
Yeah.
You can't change that language. Now he's back in. There's been there's been five or six lads being dropped and brought back in. So interesting to see that part. And it is one of them. Where is he going to play? He's behind. There is still three centre halves very clearly there and others that would play there, you would feel.
Yeah. If we don't qualify for the World Cup next year, we might always have. Cape Verde. What's going on with Pico Lopez?
Well, we are all Cape Verde, Owen, and Shamrock Rovers captain Pico Lopez says the side are still confident they can qualify for the 2026 World Cup. The defender scored an own goal as the island nation rallied to earn a 3-3 draw against Libya yesterday. They can still seal their World Cup final spot with a win over Eswatini on Monday, however, but Lopez was frustrated with how the game in Tripoli panned out.
It's not how I imagine scoring my first goal in international football, but I suppose at least I'm off the mark. We didn't start the game well, to be fair. Obviously, that doesn't help when you volley a ball into our own goal. But I actually thought our response was quite good. We settled after that, played some nice stuff, got back into the game well, and then just stopped doing the things we were doing well, which was unfortunate. And then we gave away a sloppy goal before half-time. I think that was just the start of the madness. The second half kicked off. They scored a great goal from a free kick. We get back into a game through a fluke, if you ask me. Like I say, it was a bad mistake from their goalkeeper. And in the end, we could have won it maybe comfortably. So, it's not the result we wanted, but we knew our job coming into this window. And we knew that one win will take us where we want to be. We're still in that position. It's still in our hands. Like, so as much as we didn't like the result yesterday, it's one that we have to get out of our minds quickly and just focus on Eswatini.
Rovers host Shelburne tomorrow in the SSE Airtricity Men's Premier Division. Knowing a win over the defending champions would see them lift the title. Lopez will have to watch his club from afar tomorrow night, but he says he's confident the Hoops will get over the line in front of their home crowd.
Yeah, 100%. It's a great opportunity for us back home. Like, as I say, to go and win it in front of our own fans would be amazing. I'm sure that's what the group is determined to do. Like, I'll be watching it here myself. I'd love to be there, be involved with it. Unfortunately, just the game has come in the international window. Like, so wishing the lads the best of luck and hopefully we can get it done tomorrow.
We're going to have this game and full live commentary tomorrow. Kickoff is at 8 o'clock at Talis Stadium. I'll be there alongside yourself, Vinny. Any doubts that this is going to be the coronation?
No, I think they'll get the job done. The challenge they have is Lee Grace has been injured, I presume is still injured. So Grace and Lopez out of that back three is a big blow. They'll have to make some changes and shuffle the pack. They've got a big enough squad. They're probably not blessed with strength and depth in the centre half position. And it's a huge opportunity for Shelburne. Shelburne, you know, playing group stage European football at the moment, but I mean, there's no guarantee they'll qualify again next year. So they need a positive result, a draw at least. Got some favourable fixtures after that, but it's a big one for them. And let's hope, Lopez will lift the trophy for Rovers. It's a matter of when, and he'll be back for that. So they're not going to give out the trophy tomorrow anyway. But maybe deep down he's gone, I hope they might just, you know, lose and then I come back.
He can be the hero then.
Maybe not.
Just before we move on to the rugby, Wales and England are playing a friendly tonight, to give you the England team. I think, are we interested in the England team? I think we always are interested in what the England 11 is.
Rice is captaining.
Is he captain? So yeah. Pickford in goals. It's Konza, Stones, Guay and Jed Spence across the back. It's Elliot Anderson and Declan Rice in midfield. It's Saka, Morgan Rogers, Anthony Gordon with Ollie Watkins up front. They're up against a Wales team that are going pretty well at the moment. They play Belgium in a couple of days. That's on Monday night in a head-to-head. Winner of that game will be in a very good position to qualify for the World Cup. But just looking at the standings in Group J, North Macedonia are top of their table. I presumed it was actually a head-to-head between Belgium and Wales, but not the case. North Macedonia might actually still take top spot. So we'll keep an eye on that. We're jealous of Wales, really, aren't we?
World football is changing, isn't it? Like, but Wales. I tell you, the other thing is Anderson in midfield for England. It feels like he's come from nowhere in one sense. Like all of a sudden he's a hell of a good player. It looks like him and Rice are the partnership in midfield for England all of a sudden. He's a hell of a good player.
Yeah, it seems to be the way that Tuchel is going. We've got some team news in the rugby.
Yeah, Munster showing 10 changes for tomorrow's URC meeting with Edinburgh in Cork. Among the changes, JJ Hanrahan coming in to start at out half, with Jack Crowley rested, so he'll likely start next week's Croke Park clash with Leinster. Head coach Clayton McMillan also reveals that Craig Casey is likely to miss next week's Interpro at GAA HQ, but he hasn't been ruled out yet either.
I would certainly love him to play next week, but we won't, you know, take any risks. I think he's still has strong ambitions of featuring for Ireland in the game against the All Blacks, and if playing him next week puts him at risk, then we won't do that. It's a long season, and yeah, given his importance to this team, and I would think Irish rugby, then we'll do what's best for the player. He's not ruled out at this stage, but it is something that we've been taking a conservative approach with.
The IRFU have put tickets for two of Ireland's November tests on public sale today. The marquee game of this autumn's action is already sold out. That's world champions South Africa coming to town on the 29th of November. There's still tickets available for the Australia game on the 22nd, with the remaining upper tier seats going for between 126 and 136 euros each. The November 8th lunchtime game against Japan is also available, with the cheapest tickets priced at 81.60.
What do you reckon, Vinny?
You fancy it? 12:40 on a Saturday, Japan?
81 quid?
81 quid.
It's a hard game to watch when you're there. It is. It's like...
That's the most cutting thing I've ever heard of any sport.
I love the game. I actually love the
Doesn't
game.
Doesn't sound like it.
But you've got to watch it on telly, because that scrum that's 40 yards away, you don't know what's happening. You can't even see the ball.
Yeah,
that's not
okay.
Why people head off and get a drink. But anyway, I have a ticket for the South African game.
Where do you like to sit when watching a football match? Do you like behind the goals, or are you halfway?
Definitely halfway. Yeah. Okay. Or on one side, either way.
Because rugby is much better if you watch it like with
behind the goal.
Yeah, one.
I was lucky enough to go into the president's box for when the All Blacks. I've seen Ireland beat the All Blacks twice. Lucky enough to get tickets for the president's box through. Very good contact of mine, my cousin Vinny, involved with the setup, and
don't want to name names.
The level was like it was wrong for me. It was wasted on me because I was too close to the ground. You need to be a little bit higher and know what's happening, and somebody coaching you through it, as in a commentator or something. Mm. So
you have your South Africa ticket sorted.
Yeah,
big rugby man.
Love the game. I shouldn't tell this story because We went to a golf thing. I think it was Mary's Rugby Club, and my cousin invited me. And you go for a few drinks after, and there's a couple of the Irish staff there. John Fogarty, the scrums coach, in particular, funny fella. But I had myself convinced in a row with them, a friendly row, that if I had been born in Terranure, not Tala, I'd have played for Ireland. So then he went on to ask me what position, and I was like, definitely six or eight. And it was Naaman. It's like, couldn't be any more different. How could you be one or the other? And I got slaughtered then for a few hours after that.
For saying that you'd be a flanker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Or a number eight.
Yeah, or a number eight.
Depends on how I'm feeling that day.
Yeah. So.
What could have been?
But there's method in me madness in that. You know what I mean? Like, I never held a rugby ball, and then went down with my uncle one day to Mary's. And just start kicking it over the bar. Just simple, straight over the bar. And he's gone. I cut him out a little bit. He's gone. So I never got the opportunity. Like, Owen, you could have been an Olympic boxer. But you've probably never thrown a dig. Well, no, sorry. Maybe you did. But you've never, so who knows? Opportunity.
Could have been. I spend my time in saunas with Olympic boxers instead of actually performing Olympic boxing.
I'm convincing myself I could have played for Ireland, and I'm not backing down despite the ribbon I got off a bit of the backroom staff of the Irish International. So.
Yeah, there's only one thing better than rugby, Vinny, and that's rugby league. Do you want to finish up on your last story, Cameron?
Yeah, the Irish Women's Rugby League head coach Matt Kennerson says getting over the first hurdle will be a huge confidence boost in their bid to qualify for the 2026 World Cup. They travel to Canada later this month for the IRL Women's World Series, where a place in next year's final is up for grabs. The Word on the Street crew were talking to Matt and a couple of the players this week. It's well worth checking that interview out on the Off the Ball daily feeds right now.
Yeah, exactly. Word on the Street out every week. We're checking out. It's free to listen to wherever you get your podcasts. Cameron, thank you for tonight's news round. Vinny, thank you. You'll be back after 9 o'clock for the football show. Kenneth Egan in a sauna coming up next.
The news round on Off the Ball
with UPMC Sports Surgery Clinic. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action.
This is News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.